Starting off with a look at Major League Baseball, the Milwaukee Brewers had a very productive day as they clinched a playoff berth and moved one game closer to first place in the National League Central. The Brewers won for the 17th time in 19 games as Ryan Braun's grand slam ignited a six-run first in a 9-2 rout of the Reds. Eric Thames also provided a first-inning blast, and Keston Hiura went deep in the second, and Trent Grisham drove in two runs without a hit. Jordan Lyles allowed two runs and three hits over five innings to help the Brew Crew pull within 1.5 games of the NL Central leading Cardinals. The Brewers received help from the Diamondbacks, who erased a 5-2 deficit by scoring seven times in the sixth inning to beat St. Louis 9-7, game we had for you here on KJN yesterday. Wilmer Flores had four RBIs for the D-backs, including a two-run homer that capped the sixth. St. Louis scored twice in the ninth and had the potential go-ahead run at the plate until pinch hitter Paul Goldschmidt grounded into a game-ending double play. Elsewhere in the majors, Josh Donaldson had a career-high three doubles while driving in four runs to lead the Braves 10-2 assault on the Royals. Dansby Swanson had a career-high four hits while driving in two for the NL East champs. Luke Jackson struck out all four batters he faced and improved to 9-2. The Twins are the AL Central champions for the first time since 2010, following a 5-1 win over the Tigers. Randy Dubnyk allowed one hit in six sparkling innings. Minnesota trailed, though, until Luis Arraez smacked a two-run homer in the seventh inning. Eddie Rosario also hit a two-run blast for the Twins, who wrapped up the division when the Indians fell to the White Sox. The Indians knocked themselves out of the AL Central late race and damaged their wildcard hopes by dropping that 8-3 decision to Chicago. Tim Anderson raised his batting average to an AL best 339 with his sixth fourth hit game of the season. Losing pitcher Shane Bieber was tagged for three earned runs and 10 hits over 5 2/3 innings. Matt Chapman's two-run shot in the ninth inning pushed the Athletics past the Angels 3-2, and that allowed Oakland to stay a half game ahead of Tampa Bay for the first AL wild card. The Rays were 4-0 winners over the Yankees behind Charlie Morton, who is 16-6 after striking out nine while yielding just one hit over six innings. Four relievers finished up the combined one-hitter for Tampa Bay, which moved 1.5 games ahead of the Indians for the second AL wildcard. The outcome also allowed the Astros to move 2.5 games ahead of New York for home field advantage throughout the postseason. Wilmer Defoe singled home the lead run in the seventh inning of the Nationals' fourth straight win, 5-2 against the Phillies. Howie Kendrick and Brian Dozier homered for the Nationals, who remain one game ahead of the Brewers for the first NL wildcard spot. Rookie Pete Alonso launched his Major League-leading 51st home run, and Jacob deGrom worked seven shutout innings as the Mets throttled the Marlins 10-3, and the Mets were eliminated from the wildcard race with Milwaukee's victory. And the Cubs were eliminated from the NL wildcard race before completing their eighth consecutive loss, 4-2 at Pittsburgh. Back-to-back wild pitches by David Phelps in the eighth inning enabled Pittsburgh to score the tie-breaking run. Chicago is missing the playoffs for the first time since 2014. Few of the other scores from yesterday in American League play. It was Toronto 3-2 over Baltimore. Boston beat Texas 10-3. And it was Houston 3-0 over Seattle. In National League action, it was the San Francisco Giants 2-1 over Colorado. And the Dodgers beat San Diego 6-4. Major League Baseball has set a season strikeout record for the 12th straight year. Batters struck out 369 times on Tuesday to raise the season total to 41,467. That topped the 41,207 of last season with 5 days to spare. In college football notes, Iowa is better than a 3-touchdown favorite against Middle Tennessee State, but freshman center Tyler Linderbaum says the 14th-ranked Hawkeyes will not be looking past the Blue Raiders. Iowa enters its final non-conference game with a 3-0 record.
Middle Tennessee is a really good team, and we know that. They have a lot of success. The coach has been there for a while, so we know that we got to be prepared just like any other game, and we'll be ready to go.
Middle Tennessee State is averaging just over 414 yards of offense in a 1-2 start. Hawkeye defensive tackle Davian Nixon.
Their offense is something special, really. They kind of remind me of Rutgers. They got dynamic players that if they get to the edge and get out into the open space, it's going to be bad for any team that they play. Their offensive line, they come off the ball very strong and they're aggressive.
A major factor in Iowa's solid start has been the kicking of Keith Duncan. He is a perfect on 8 field goal attempts and kicked 4 of them in an 18-17 win at Iowa State.
I don't know if it's technically, or I guess you want to say confidence, but I just feel super comfortable going out there every rep. So yeah, I guess, yeah, my confidence has increased. But I like to take the mindset as, you know, one rep every single rep. So regardless of if I'm 8-for-8 or 0-for-8, every single rep is going to be a new rep for me.
And that game between the Hawkeyes and the Blue Raiders will be an 11 o'clock kickoff at Kinnick Stadium. We'll have pregame starting at 9 on Saturday morning here on the Hawkeye Radio Network. Iowa State receiver LaMichael Pettway says the Cyclones are confident heading into their Big 12 opener at Baylor. The graduate transfer from Arkansas has 12 receptions, including 3 touchdowns and a 2-1 start to the season.
There's fight, and there's tremendous fight. They find things that we're not good at, and they attack it. Everybody's like hard. It's a hard work ethic. It's a hardworking team, and I'm just proud to be a part of it because they've helped me with traits that I didn't possess in the past. So that's been helpful to me.
Petway says quarterback Brock Purdy shows leadership qualities rarely seen in a sophomore player.
Just a lot of poise from a sophomore, man. That's huge. You could tell a big difference from Brock's first year to his second year. He doesn't do as much running unless it's needed. He's been a guy to extend plays, but like he's been like sitting in the pocket and just making those great throws. So maturity from year one to year two was huge for Brock.
Petway says Purdy has a very high football IQ.
Brock's very intelligent. His football IQ is amazing. Like, I pick his brains a lot just because, I mean, he's one of those guys that I need. So I pick his brains a lot and ask him what he sees and different things of that nature. But, yeah, Brock's football IQ is amazing.
And that game for the Cyclones against the Baylor Bears this weekend will be a 2:30 kickoff in Waco. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJN Sports, brought to you here this morning by Marty Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.